Let's talk about three ways to uplevel your mindset, because your mindset tactics are actually falling short and you are making fatal mistakes that are preventing you to grow. My name is Peggy Van de Plage. I am the host of this podcast, The Microdose Diet. I am also the creator of The Microdose Diet, the book and the masterclass. This is a 90-day program in order to uplevel your life with a combination of techniques. So, are you tired of hearing that all you need to do to transform your life is to change your mindset? I certainly was before I created the microdose diet. Actually, this is why I created the microdose diet. It is a common refrain in the personal and professional development world. Just think you are it already, and everything will magically fall into place. But if you've ever try to flip the switch on your mindset, you know it is not always that simple. Here is the thing. Mindset isn't just about your thoughts. It is about the entire belief system that shapes how you perceive and interact with the world around you. It's the lens through which you view life, including your emotions, your feelings, your soul, your energy, and even your unconscious mind, which silently pulls the strings behind the scenes. And as Carl Jung famously said, until you make the unconscious conscious, it will rule your life and you will call it fate. So now, considering that the mind is only a portion of who we are, and that the conscious mind itself is the tip of the iceberg compared to the unconscious mind. It is no wonder that your mindset work that has been focusing solely on your conscious mind has seen moderate results at best. So, where does that leave you with traditional mindset work? Well, let's be honest, it often falls short of delivering real, tangible results. How many times have you been told to just be more confident or just say positive without any concrete guidance on how to actually make that happen? The truth is simply telling someone to think positive or be more confident is like slapping a band-aid on a gaping wound. It might provide temporary relief, but it doesn't address the underlying issues. So for many people, trying to change their mindset feels like trying to turn a cruise ship with a paddle. It is slow, it is frustrating, and it is often ineffective. And let's not forget the guilt and the shame that can come from feeling like you're not positive or confident enough despite your best efforts. I've been there, I know that very well. So now that we have established that the traditional approaches focusing on the conscious mind alone don't yield great results, what do you do? So first, you need to acknowledge that you will need a holistic approach encompassing your unconscious and conscious mind, your body, your emotions, and your energy in order to really see long-lasting, successful, transformational results. Second, this means that you will have to use a combination of tools. It is indeed rational that the tools used to reprogram and upgrade your subconscious mind will likely be different than the ones used for the same purpose for your conscious mind, your body, feelings, your emotions, and your energy. And third, this also means that you are likely going to look at different ways of generating changes than the ones that have been touted for close to a century by personal and professional development groups. So this is where the microdose diet comes in. It is an innovative approach to personal and professional development that is as refreshing as it is effective. And it was created really out of a burning desire to break free from the endless loop of generic affirmations and empty promises. So the microdose diet really offers a practical, actionable roadmap to transform your mindset and your life. So first, we talk about comprehensive approach. So at the core of the microdose diet lies the triumvirate of body, mind, and emotions. This is a foundational framework that sets it apart from conventional approaches, recognizing that true growth requires addressing all facets of your human experience. The microdose diet serves as a precursor to any journey of self-improvement. So what's the deal with the triumvirate of mind, body, emotions, you ask? Well, it is basically the secret sauce behind the microdose diet. Instead of just focusing on positive thinking or eating the gym, we are digging deep into your unconscious beliefs, calming your nervous system, and healing those emotional wounds that have been holding you back. So the microdose diet unfaces the need to unearth and reprogram unconscious beliefs. So by dismantling deeply ingrained narratives and aligning subconscious beliefs with conscious goals, individuals such as you pave the way for genuine systemal change. And moreover, the microdose diet really pays homage to the profound interplay between your mind and your body, acknowledging the intricate web of connections that shape our well-being. So through techniques aimed at calming the nervous system and fostering mind-body harmony, you unlock new levels of agency and resilience. And coupled with a dedicated effort to heal emotional wounds, past and present, the microdose diet offers a comprehensive roadmap to lasting transformation. So by embracing the triumvirate of mind, body, emotions, you not only unlock your full potential, but you also cultivate a life of profound fulfillment and authenticity. So this is the first part. That's really about the holistic approach. The second part is about the tools we use. And traditional personal development tools often fall short because they're too one-dimensional. Think meditation, affirmation, or hypnosis. They're great on their own, but they're like trying to win a tennis match with just one type of training. To truly experience success, you need a multi-pronged approach to uplevel your conscious mind, your unconscious mind, your nervous systems, your feelings, your emotions, and your energy, all at the same time. So first, let's talk about microdosing psilocybin. I know it sounds fancy, but it's basically like hitting the reset button on your nervous system. Picture your brain as an overloaded computer, running on overdrive. It is no wonder you're stuck in fight, flight, or freeze mode. But with a little microdosing magic, you're calming the chaos and making room for some serious upgrades. Plus, it helps lowers your ego barriers so you can finally tap into your unconscious and rewrite the scripts that are holding you back. But wait, there is more actually. So we're talking tapping, journaling, visualization, and guided meditation. The ultimate dream team for rewiring your brain and upgrading your software. It's like giving your entire being a much needed tune-up. See, mindset work alone just ain't gonna cut it. You need to address the body and the emotions too. It's all about creating a symphony of change where every note works together to unlock your full potential. So buckle up, because with the microdose diet, you're rewriting the rule book on personal transformation, one microdose at a time. So if you are feeling stuck in the endless loop of chasing after that elusive perfect mindset, it is time to shake things up with a microdose diet. Bid farewell to those empty affirmations and embrace real tangible progress. Your future self will be grateful for the change. So transformation doesn't have to be overwhelming. With a microdose diet, you can take small steps towards a better mindset and a brighter future. So why wait? Start your journey to self-mastery today and experience the transformative power of microdosing. Your future self will thank you for taking the leap. You're ready to dive into the world of mindset mastery? So the microdose diet is waiting for you. So the book can be pre-ordered today. I have an advanced copy you can see there. It's going to be distributed at the beginning of May. The waitlist for the masterclass, if you're more a video person, the waitlist is already open. The Brain Power microdose is available in Canada and in the US. And if you are interested in sharing the topics, I also speak at conferences and private events. So now, are you ready to jump in? Thank you so much for listening, and talk to you next week. Bye-bye.